You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now in the studio, Bill Thompson, who is a anchor and reporter with Michigan Radio News.
Good
Michigan
afternoon.
Radio Network, MRN. Good afternoon. Familiar voice on WILS.
You woke me up with your bright purple. I was going to take a nap
you like
this
that?
Afternoon.
Not anymore.
Good. Not anymore.
No. See, poor folks on radio don't get to see this bright color. It was springtime. It was spring. Also in the studio with us today, Kenny Hazlett, who is a TV news photog and videographer. Good afternoon,
Good
Kenny.
Good afternoon, Cheryl.
And I think we have on the phone now also Tom Moore, who is news anchor from Radio News WTAM 1100 in Cleveland. Good evening, Tom. How are you?
Hi there, Cheryl. I'm not a new anchor. I've been doing this for a few years.
Did I stumble and say new instead of news?
That's okay. You do good.
Thank you very much. I was giving you a little credit. I'm hoping you'll compliment me at some point throughout the interview as well, Tom. Come on.
I will definitely do that, Cheryl.
Thank you very much for that. The reason for this illustrious group, half of them in the studio, and Tom, I told you earlier, I think you're the safest one because you're not here in the studio with us. It's been a laugh minute going on when they were just settling in. Getting ready to make the announcement of the alumni takeover, the BCA School of Broadcast and Cinematic Arts at Central Michigan University, which all of you folks have been involved in, getting ready to announce it all. Bill, why don't you kick off with
I'll give you a little synopsis. It's the 12th annual.
Okay.
It is over homecoming in the fall, which will be October 16th?
I believe so.
15th or 16th, that weekend. What we have done for the last 12 years is the alumni of the, a few of the alumni anyway, that organized it 12 years ago, we come back and do our old radio shows, and we proposed it to the school director and to the faculty advisor who was running, the students run the station, but the faculty advisor oversees it. But
runs the students.
Runs the students.
oversees
the students, right, Tom? As when we all were there in the 1970s when we came through and we said—
I was a baby.
I know. Jeez. That's what I keep hearing. And— this is our 12th year, and Tom, I'm going to let Tom start out because he was the founder. There were like seven of us in 1999 that said, let's do something like this.
And I kind of mentioned this to, I'm going to say Jerry Henderson, who is now retired from the Broadcasting School of Central Michigan. And I said, this would be kind of a neat thing because I always thought homecoming weekend, the band, for instance, always invites former members to come back, and they get to play a tune during the halftime show. But what could we do? And I thought, well, this would be kind of neat. Maybe let's just have the alumni come back and do some stuff on the station. I mentioned it to Jerry, and Jerry said, run with it.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And
did he know who he was talking to?
I think not.
Born
the idea of kicking the students out of the station. For back then, I think it was about 36 hours, less.
36 hours.
It was less than that. Yeah, it was less than that.
We started at noon on Friday and went until 6 p.m. Saturday. So it wasn't even, do the math.
And we didn't do overnight, like 12 to 6. Mm-hmm. So
right.
it was only just a snapshot. Well, then after Tom started, maybe a couple years after that, I took over.
We tricked Billy into organizing every year.
They said,
and
you
won't
do
let
it.
Him go either.
And at that point, people were starting to get interested in it. And by people, I mean the Alumni Association, the administration. President Rao, when he was there, was very enthusiastic about it. And so then we extended it at that point because more and more alums wanted to come back. And what we do is take donations for our alumni chapter, our BCA alumni chapter.
You have to bribe us to get on the air.
I think we've kept it pretty solid, right, Tom? $30 per person.
$30 per person, and that money goes toward a scholarship fund that the alumni has set up for it's the one that goes to the promising freshman, right?
Right. It's a newcomer.
Newcomer. That's it. Freshman or somebody who's transferred over.
Right. Right. It's we got that down to and we dedicated it to who I guess was at least my first program director in college, Al Painter, who was blind. Boy, he could, and he died a few years ago. He passed away a few years ago, and we thought, well, how can we honor Al? And he was a top-notch student, and he knew exactly how to do a radio show. You would never know on the air that he was blind, and I'm telling you, he sounded so good. But Al was our program director, or at least mine. I'm betting yours too, Tom, probably.
Yeah,
first
he was,
year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And so we dedicated this. I think we raised it now this year to $500 for, and we give it away in the spring at the student alumni banquet, primarily to get the incoming students to know that we're here. After you graduate, the alumni are here, and so anyway, after I took over, then we went out. We started branching out a little more. We do a 2-hour tailgate remote. We do it's a few minutes for a parade remote for a breakfast on Saturday morning. And the last couple of years, a couple years ago, one of our alums said, hey, how about doing it overnight? We'll do it continuous for 42
hours. And I was silly enough to join him from midnight until about 2:30 in the morning that time. Yeah. We had a blast.
I was going to say, that's when the fun happens in radio, is that overnight period.
And Jeff called it the, BCA, PJ... BCA
sleepover.
Well, what I'm also thinking is what a great opportunity for folks in the School of Broadcast Cinematic Arts mm-hmm. to see how some folks do it and did it, and folks
right.
who are still connected to radio and so forth in so many different ways. They can see what a career can be in radio from what they've learned there, and learn from folks who are doing it every day.
And it was interesting. The first couple of years, you remember one of our female alums came back and brought her kids, and they played and crayoned in the studio, but that was one of the ideas was, hey, kids, this is what we used to do in school. This is how we used to operate in school, mm-hmm. This is how we learned in school. Well, then,
and I'm going to throw one thing in: is that the neat thing is that we bring back our own music too, because we're not playing the music that the students are currently, which is all logged into the computer.
Which means somebody has to listen to some doo-wop at some point.
Yeah.
Well, great music. The thing is, we're bringing in CDs, and in a few instances, we're bringing in LPs.
We do.
Cheryl's not old enough to remember those.
Right. We'll pretend I was a baby. I don't know about LPs, right?
They did have turntables for us to wheel in the first few years. We don't use them as much anymore. We use CDs and the like. Last year, was the first year we went 48 hours, because, again, more people wanted to get involved with this.
Right. So and we had Craig Allen.
Went from 12 to 6. Friday.
12 to 6 on Friday morning.
Okay. Very good. Well, I love the idea of this whole thing. I look forward to talking with you again. October is a long way off. What's great is this has picked up momentum over the years. It keeps growing bigger and bigger. It's an idea that the alums took and ran with, literally. It's a great idea, a great fundraiser, and I thank you all for joining us here in the studio and on the phone, Tom, to tell us all about it, and something we can watch and watch as it goes along. I appreciate all of you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Very good. Tom Moore with WTAM in Cleveland, Bill Thompson with Michigan Radio Network, and Kenny Hazlett with TV News. He's a TV News photog and videographer. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.